Hello, Blaine, cool tech listeners out there. It is currently almost 8 o'clock on Monday, May 15th, and this is Jay Pellis again. And I decided to get the dishes done today, and I had my recorder with me, and I thought I'd record it and just ramble on about various things. I have a big story about the Packmate that I'm going to talk about. And I'm using the Olympus with the Sound Professional binaural microphones that you wear like a pair of glasses. I think ISI ones or IC ones, however Jaws pronounces it. So for some odd reason, there's a weird buzzing that happens. I have the that's my instant messenger. I have the recorder in my pocket, so it has this buzzing, and then later on it goes away. It's really strange, so if anybody can let me know what's going on. I'm upstairs, you know, in the kitchen by the sink. It's not like I'm by a cell phone or a, you know, stuff like that, but, I guess, I will see you at the end of this, so have fun listening. Hello, hot water. How are you? Let the hot water run for a bit, so it gets hot, and see what happens. Okay, might as well watch this cup while I'm at it. Okay, the hot water is hot, so I'll turn the cool down to balance the temp. And we got a good temp going now. I can't start with the dishes. Alright, okay. My cup from this morning. Ooh, getting hot. There's cold. Cold. Shut a little bit of coal now. And, ooh, still a little hot, but not too bad. Okay, there's my cup from this morning. What's next? Tons. Guess I could do tons. Okay. There we go. Add a cup. Tons of dishes here to get done, huh? So, might as well talk a little bit. I think I'm going to do my reviews, music reviews, later when I get to Pittsburgh, because my little studio down in my basement isn't really set up. The mixer is connected with my equipment, but all the cables are not messed up. I don't know what cable goes where, and I can't record things into the computer from the mixer at the moment, so I'm going to do my reviews. I'm going to move down to Duquesne in early August, probably middle August, and move into a dorm called Vicroy, right near the music building, and a mobility checker is going to help me learn the campus, and the music department people are going to help me set up my little studio, my mixer, how many modules do I have? Yikes. I don't know, let's see. I have a Roland XV20 for some expansion boards and my wind controller sound that can be loaded into it. I have a Roland SC8850, which I bought in 2000. That was my first module. I'm probably not going to sell that because I know all the sounds out of it, where all the sounds are, instruments are. Roland Phantom XR for the expansion boards. Unfortunately, the sampling probably is not accessible. Oh well, I can probably get software samplers to do that. These dishes have been soaking in a pan of water since last night, and the water is extremely cold. But, anyhow. So those are third modules of the Phantom, and then the Yamaha VL70M, which goes along with the wind controller. Special module for the wind controller with a special microchip installed on a site called patchmanmusic.com. They sell special sounds for the wind controller that you can load into your modules. And, so this microchip has about 256 specially made sounds for the wind controller, like, keys, flute, bass, anything from that to Indian flutes, guitar, all kinds of instruments, a theremin, which actually sounds pretty realistic, a didgeridoo, and each instrument is sort of tailored to the wind controller. Like, if you're playing a bass, for you woodwind players out there, if you're playing a bass, if you slur the notes, the bass will sort of slide, or not slide, yeah, I guess sort of slide from one note to the other, but if you tongue the notes, you get sort of that pick sound, plucky sound of a guitar string or bass string being plucked with the finger or a pick, same thing with the guitars on there. That's the beauty of this wind controller. It's very realistic sounding, even for somebody who really doesn't know what they're doing, like me. I mean, when I first bought it, somebody helped me get it set up in alto sax mode and stuff, and I guess, you know, but there are nuances to playing this thing. There are professional wind controller players out there who just can do some unbelievably realistic, realistic sounding, but just awesome solos and just awesome playing on the devices. And my last part of my little equipment is the Yamaha Motif S6 keyboard, 61 key keyboard that I bought. I sold my 88 key keyboard. I had a MIDI controller, fader, SL-8080. Sold that because I don't know how much space I'm going to have. Well, I know how much space I'm going to have in my dorm room. I just visited campus. It's a big room, but it's, I guess, with college, and even with if I get an apartment or move out to Pittsburgh in the later years, it'll be good to have a small keyboard. You know, because with the weighted action, it's hard to put in drum parts. It's hard to do fast passages. I do a lot of all my recording is real-time, actually, on Sonar. Until someone teaches me how to do other things. And then I have a Mackie 1402 mixer to hook up everything, and a Delta Audio 2496 sound card, and a Sound Blaster on the G2ZS value, or not value, I don't know, it's a sound card. Dancing Dots, the company who makes the Sonar and Sibelius Jazz scripts, recommended me getting this mixer and the sound card, second sound card for recording audio, and the first sound card just for Windows sounds. And for Jaws, I use a Triple Talk PCI speech synthesizer. Yes, it takes a PCI slot, but it sort of takes away a little bit of the computer. It gives me a little more computer power. You know, with Eloquence, you'd take up some of the computer power using Eloquence, and Eloquence might freeze more if you're running different applications. like if I'm recording with SoundForge, whoa, a lot of dishes in this thing. Recording with SoundForge, it's nice to have the triple talk, so it won't interfere with recordings. But when I moved it on to Duquesne, I really, really want to get involved with recording. I have a bunch of microphones. I have the Church Audio stereo mics that you clip on your shirt. I got these Sound Professional, what is it, ISIM1, or IS, the ones that go over your ear like a pair of glasses would. This seemed to have a very good 3D sound. A little more 3D sound sounding than the Church Audio. And then I just ordered the Sony DS70P microphone for only $30 from Amazon. Use. That's a good price, I hope. I wanted one that you could just place on a desk in front of you and record. And from what someone said looking at the picture, they told me that that's what it looks like. It doesn't have windscreens, but I'm probably not going to be doing any outside recording with that, so that might work out pretty good. And it's just, what other equipment? Well, I have a Packmate, but it's not working too well. I could write a whole podcast, do a whole podcast on the story of my Packmate. Everybody I've talked with or say it has no problems. Well, first of all, I got it from the Blindness and Visual Services Agency. They didn't follow what I wanted. I knew what I wanted. I looked on the website, read the manuals. I said, hey, I want this. This will save you guys money. I don't need that. I don't need this particular card or software. But they went ahead and listened to the computer consultants instead. And they bought me a Packmate, the new one, the BX420 with Packmate with the portable Braille display. Now, 20 cell. Now, these Packmates have built-in batteries. The older Packmates, TNS, VNS, had replaceable batteries. What do, these people? They go ahead and buy me a replaceable battery. I never received the battery. Even if I did, I couldn't use it. I never received it, and that was just $109 down the drain for the agency, unfortunately. They bought me a modem, which I never use. I'll get to that. Bought me a 1 gig flash card, and all this cool software that I was supposed to receive, audio Risco audio recorder, a print software, something for Outlook Express, and I don't use Outlook Express, I use Outlook 2000-something, whatever came on the Packmate CD. So I never received any of the software, because they were assuming that the software was bought on CD, and it's not. It's bought over the website, and you register over the websites for these programs, at least I'm assuming. So at least for the audio recorder program, say. And this was in late 2004. Now, I don't have any of the software, like I said. I contacted them, and they're like, well, they basically said, you know, too bad. So, I sent the Packmate back, because they also bought me a, I'll get to that in, well, they bought me a Ethernet card, and it was supposed to have a, I guess, a socket communication. It was supposed to have a cable that would connect into a flash card, and the flash card would connect into the back of the Packmate. Unfortunately, the package only came with the cable and one of those laptop PCMCIA adapters. It didn't come with that, I guess, a way of hooking the cable into the back of the Packmate, you know, that flash card. So I didn't know what could go in the back of the Packmate slots. Nobody told me. So I tried to jam this cable, because it did seem the right size. Tried to jam this cable. Okay, done with the regular dishes. Now I can turn off the sink and do the silverware. I tried to jam this cable. Ooh, I love recording audio. It's just so neat that you can record these, you know, sounds of water and wind and birds and any sound effects and just listen to it over speaker. It's, you know, it's one thing hearing it in real life, but it's the coolest thing just to be able to hear that. I could see, you know, how everybody's fascinated with recording. I'm getting into it, too. But anyhow, back to the Packmate. Tried to jam this cable over the Ethernet card inside the back of the Packmate slot, and it went in, but I guess it wasn't supposed to go in. So I think I ended up bending the pins. So I I called up Freedom Scientific, and they kept saying, well, doesn't it come with a flash card? And I'm like, no, the Ethernet card only included this little cable with a internet connector on one end and a weird connector on the other end and the laptop adapter. And so, I don't know, it sounded like they didn't believe me. So I ended up sending it back, along with my 1 gig flash card and the Ethernet card and a SanDisk wireless card that I got. They fixed the slot. They sent me the packmate back and said, throw away all your cards, because they're not going to work anymore, or it's not good to put the cards in the slots, because the card pins might be bent or something. So I threw away a perfectly working all those cards. Had to buy new ones. This time I thought, why not go whole hog? Bought a 4 gig flash card. It has a switch, where you could switch it into different positions. One position is 2 gigs, another position is another 2 gigs, and the third position is all 4 gigs. So the middle position, I guess, is supposed to work with older models. Unfortunately, Pac-Man still runs Windows 2003 or mobile something. But hey, but anyhow, so this card has been working okay. Next thing you know, the right advance button on the Braille display, you can still push it down and it moves the display, but you don't get that physical click that you get with the other buttons. So, sent the Braille display back. And the right whiz wheel wouldn't go up or down. It would go up or down, but you might have to hit it a few times before it moved. Sent the Braille display back. That got fixed. But the whiz wheels got fixed, but they didn't fix the advance button. So I waited for a bit. I thought I could use it. Then something goes wacky with the Pac-Mate again. I think, What was it? Was something with the slots again, maybe? And I'm not forcing these cards in. I'm putting them in, you know, gently as I can. I'm leaving them in. Some I leave in for a few days. Some I take out as soon as I'm done using them. Make a long story short, it worked okay for a while. First slot stopped recognizing cards after about, 3 or 4 months. Second slot worked good. I was very happy with it. Bought a new wireless card. A nice Linksys WCF54G. I highly recommend it because it supports the new WPA security that I have my wireless network set to. Very good. I heard it's good security. That was working out good. I misplaced that Linksys card. Unfortunately, it's somewhere. It either fell out of the case in my house or somewhere in the house here. Fell out of the case or just dropped somewhere. It's gone. So now I upgraded to 4.0, and now the Pac-Mate freezes after I leave it on. Leave it off for, I'd say, maybe a few hours, even up to a day. Turn it on, the whole thing freezes. Have to do another warm reset, or cold reset, hard reset, install all my programs again. And that takes a long time. Even if you do have a backup from Sprite Backup, restore them and, you know, do all your settings, that takes time. So, last night, I did another reset. And during all this time, in fact, since I had the Pac-Mate, the Braille display acts funny. Sometimes it'll reset when the Braille display is on. Sometimes I have to take the Braille display off, disconnect it to reset. Sometimes the Braille display will work after maybe about anywhere from 1 minute to 10 minutes of use. The Braille display stops following what the speech is reading. I have it set to say all or something. So, did a reset last night. Now the flash card isn't recognized in the second slot. I was working last night and put the flash card in, did some stuff, files were all there. 5 minutes later, I put it in again and there's nothing there. I filled around with the switch on it and there's one weird file on one of the partitions, I don't even know what it is. And so, as you can see, I'm sending it back again. The Braille display button is broke again. The slots aren't being recognized. I want my Braille light back. I have it sitting there in my room in a big cabinet with miscellaneous things on the shelves in there. I would want that back, even if I can't transfer files over to my computer, even if I have to, I don't know, do something, somehow. That was a reliable machine. Heck, that fell out of my book bag once, hit a not a brick wall, sort of a wall, I don't know what, it hit a wall, and it worked fine. It was wrong that something would shake back and forth inside. It worked great. That thing probably worked for a good 6 years, just charging it up every so often. I'd have to say. So I called Freedom Scientific, spent my usual 2 hours on the phone with them, filling out the forms, trying to explain what was wrong. All I want to say is, guys, test out the whole unit. I'm going to be heading off to school in August. I'd like it working. This is, of course, what I said to them last time. I said, you know, test it out thoroughly. I don't know exactly what's wrong. They're like, oh, well, fill out this form and that form. So, got through that, and I told them, I said, Frankie, I said, you know, what's going on? Are the components built badly? Is the case not as heavy-duty as it should be? You know, are the flashcards really this unreliable? You know, I mean... Oh, wait. Oh. Okay, anyhow, time to... Here's going to be a cool sound. Dump in the water out of the pan into the sink. There it goes. Down the drain. Anyhow, are these components built so bad that, you know, you're paying, what, $4,000? I don't know how much the Pac-Man is. So it's a lot of money. You're paying all that money. You could buy a car. Not a car. Well, yeah, you could buy a car for that much. You could buy anything for that. You know what I mean. You're paying for that much, and you expect to have a nice, good product. Yes, I bought the Executive Products case for the BX420, another $50. Bought the case, and I keep it in its case, only when I have to take it out to do the cold reset, or fiddle around with the Braille display, disconnecting it and putting it back on. You know, you think keeping it in the case would alleviate the problems, but I don't know. And so, any thoughts on the Pac-Mate? I'm going to send it back again. When it works, the operative word here is when, it's a great product. I could, you know, lay in bed in the morning and relax and go on the wireless. It's not as fast as a PC, but it's great to, if I'm reading text articles online or something, what else? Stream news, MSNBC I listen to from shoutcast.com. You go there and you type in MSNBC in the search box and you will find very cool somebody broadcasting MSNBC. You know, listen to that and take notes in class. I'm unfortunately at the moment I'm very good at typing in Braille, taking notes. I'm not so good typing. So yeah, when it works great, but like I don't neglect my hardware. I take good care of all my equipment because, you know, I know how much money I put into it and stuff. And what am I doing wrong with this Pac-Mate? Is it me? Is it them? You know, I said, you know, heck, let me downgrade to a Braille light. And they're like, well, no, we'll try to fix it for you. We'll try to get you going. So I have until August till I move out to Pittsburgh. So I said, you know, keep it for a few months. Test it out. With the Braille display, without the Braille display, all those pins that connect the Braille display into the Pac-Mate, they seem a little funky. All those levers and whatnot, they seem a little, you know, prone to breakage, as it were. I'm sorry, I mean, I love Jaws. I like Jaws, you know. And, you know, Freedom Scientific, they seem like a good company, but, I mean, I just have to vent my frustration. And... there's not a lot of blind people in my area that I could talk to, unfortunately. So, thanks, guys, for listening to me. Like I said, when it works, it works. So now, solution. I keep the Pac-Mate, even if it breaks, somehow, you know, I'll do if it goes back to the way it was, I'll do a reset and not set any of the settings and just have, like, write documents or something or... in it and just back it up every so often. Even if I can't run programs on it, I could just, you know, keep it in a default state, so whenever I reset it, all my documents will get saved on the flash disk and just back it up to Windows every so often. If I have to do that, that's fine. I could do that, I guess. But my solution, I'm looking at a laptop, getting a laptop friend down the road here. He works for all these companies, the digital telephones with the voiceover internet things, and he builds computers, he fixes computers. He's going to help me try to get a laptop. And I heard that you can get something called an EasyLink Braille keyboard from a company. I looked it up on the internet, Optilec. They sell it with some kind of pocket PC, but if you can get it without the pocket PC, since I'm good at typing, taking notes in class in Braille, from what I looked at, this keyboard is some kind of 6 or 7 or 8 dot keyboard, connects with Bluetooth. If my laptop doesn't have built-in Bluetooth, I hope I can get some kind of way of using. And I guess, can you install a driver or something, and you could type in grade 1 and grade 2 Braille in, like, WordPad or something. If I want to take notes, you know, to do that in WordPad, and I wouldn't need the PackMate. I want to get a laptop, and I heard there's transfer software you can get. If you hook your laptop up to your desktop somehow, you could transfer programs over, like JAWS and SoundForge and Sonar and a bunch of games. As long as the laptop's processor and sound drivers are in there, I heard you could transfer programs intact from your desktop. So I want, like, you know, a backup, a laptop, but have it sort of an image of my desktop system. So stuff like that. That would be fun to have. Because half these, I didn't reformat my hard drive in about 3 years, and I have all these programs on there. I don't have the CDs anymore. I might have sold them. I might have lost the registration codes. Everybody loses registration codes. I'm good at doing that. You know, since technology is so advanced now, why not just transfer it over to laptop? What kind of laptop do I want? I'd like one where you could turn off the screen, turn off the wireless, turn off the mouse, save battery power. But my friend Steve said that he is going to look for one, and he said if you get a battery, like a 12-cell battery, you can still use the laptop for about 7 or 8 hours without turning off the screen. And he said that, you know, it might not be too good to look at these accessible laptops because they're a bit expensive, and he said it's software that turns off the screen and stuff, and even, you know, even the battery might take care of it. So, you know, it'd be nice to have JAWS on there. And if I can get that Braille keyboard, then I can, you know, type in grade 2 in class, keep up with what the teacher's saying, and that'll be great. Or I guess I'm good at typing in a desktop, but I'm just afraid, a computer QWERTY keyboard, I'm just afraid that I wouldn't be able to keep up with the teacher or a student if they're reading, or someone, if they're reading me something or saying something, you know. So, you know, that laptop, I would like a nice 100 gig hard drive, maybe, if you can go a little higher. I don't exactly need a DVD writer, maybe a CD writer. Heck, I don't even need a CD writer, just a drive to play CDs and DVDs is okay with me. Price range, I'd be willing to go about $1,000. Heck, everybody would like it cheaper, but I guess $1,000 is a pretty good price. You know, it's not too expensive or it's not too cheap, so you might get middle-of-the-range equipment there. Like I said, my big thing would be transferring intact programs over from the desktop to the laptop. And this guy will help me out with that, he said. So, you know, I don't need an all-powerful laptop. My desktop configuration for the last 3 years has been a AMD Athlon 1.83 XP Home, 512 megs of RAM. Hard drive space is always good to have, but you know, I don't need you know, all powerful. That's my frustrations on the PackMate. Has anybody else had these problems with the PackMate? I mean, can they use like different cards that might not break as much, or? Because, you know, knowing me, when I get this thing back, I'm going to have to throw away all these cards. A good 4 gig flash card. Lost the Linksys card, so that's not going to matter. I'm probably going to end up throwing, buying a new one anyway. Plus the socket communications wireless, or Ethernet card I just picked up. Now that I haven't used too much, so maybe the pins in that aren't bent or broken. Maybe that'll still work, but I don't know. That's why I'm sending it back to them to test. So, you know, I'm very, very frustrated. I'm very frustrated because I've just had it with this kind of technology. I mean, I love the TalkMate because you can install applications like Skype and Instant Messenger and stuff. And even if I could get another note taker, how could I? Because I don't. My agency's local blindness and visual services, they're helping me out with school now and stuff like that. So I don't think they're going to be too keen on knowing all these problems that I've had. My contact there never really gets back to me. Anybody knows how to fix up the TalkMate other than Freedom Scientific, just give me a shout. Give me an email. Give me a message. Let me know what's going on, because it is very annoying. I might even post. I get the TalkMate list with the digest. I might even post to that, because I'd like to know what do other people think. I mean, like I said, when it works, it worked for a good 3 months or so. It was great. But during that 3 months, that first flashcard slot stopped recognizing cards. Like, it's... Oh. You know, with a laptop, at least these slots seem to be encased in that heavy-duty laptop case. I don't mean the carrying case. I mean the actual, you know, plastic or whatever that case is made out of. And, you know, with Pac-Man, I mean, come on. Like I said, you're paying all this money. Why can't they build heavy-duty things? The Braille and Speak could be hit through a brick wall and still work. So, why, you know, I guess, just drying these dishes here, putting them away, and everybody's working. My brother's a fireman in New York City. He drives back and forth every so often. He has an apartment down there, so he's coming home tomorrow. And my father is doing something. I think he's probably working down at the sewer 30 plant. Works down at the local plant, making sure all the water's good in the river and all that kind of stuff. And I got a tour of his work facility for a paper I was writing in a class in undergrad last semester. It was pretty fun. They have all these pumps that recycle the water, and I gotta watch all the pumps. But it's all computerized now, so it's not really much of a problem, but when something goes wrong, I guess they gotta go out and see what's going on. My mom is a Latin teacher at a local high school. You know, it's a lot of work, but during my year off here, I'm helping her out with doing some stuff, with watching videos for her, writing up questions, helping her do a lot of research. I'm good at doing internet research, so I'm glad to help her out with that. So yeah. TalkMate woes is my story today. It's a great idea for a product. You know, you can't beat JAWS. You can't beat JAWS. And with a portable device like that, you know, taking notes, and, you know, I might even get into it. If it's, well, what's the point? I was going to buy the, what is it, GPS navigation thing, the street talk. What's the point if the Pac-Man's just going to probably break again? You know? It would be, you know, I would probably buy the components separate from Freedom Scientific, instead just buy from them the street talk software, because they're charging an arm and a leg for that. Although it is in a nice little bundle, so it's a trade-off. But, you know, what's the point of buying that? I was going to buy audio, Risco audio recorder, to do recordings of classes, take notes at the same time. I don't know how to hook up a microphone to the TalkMate, because the connector to the right of the headphone jack seems a little small. It doesn't seem to fit the cable from the Church Audio or the Sound Professional. The connector, it doesn't seem to fit that. But if I could get some kind of neat little stereo microphone, it would be something to record onto a flash card, if it worked, that is. And as I'm, you know, or I could suppose I could use the Olympus as well, but still, record, as I'm taking notes on a TalkMate, record the class, you know, so I can refer back twice as good as I would before, have the notes and have the recording. I'm going to record my mobility lessons when I learn the Duquesne University campus, you know, instead of writing down, turn left here, oh, I might hit that tree by mistake and get lost. I can record the mobility lessons and, you know, have... I wouldn't obviously be listening to the recording as I'm traveling. That's probably a bad idea. But I would have the recording as a review aid. If I was, had a hard day of mobility training in my room at night, relaxing, I could listen to the... Listen to the recording and... Ooh, I have a new voicemail. I don't know who it's from. Might be from my mobility... Not mobility, disabilities contest at Duquesne. I'm in touch with all the whole kit and caboodle at Duquesne. The disabilities office, the music people, the housing people. Financial aid, that's always fun. Filling out all the forms for that. Going through an arm and a leg to get funding from Linus and Visual Services. But if anybody is, if anybody is down there in Pittsburgh or near there, just give me a hello, because I'm not going to know anyone when I go down to Duquesne. I know I'll meet people, and I want to get out of this dinky little town, Scranton, Pennsylvania, northeastern Pennsylvania, because there's nothing here for me. You know, there's not a lot of opportunities for music stuff. I'd probably just get a job, you know. I might be able to find a job doing something with computers, which I wouldn't mind, or maybe answering phones or whatever. Whatever I could find. But it's just not, it's not for me, you know. I don't want to live at home. I have my parents. Keep track of what I'm doing. Don't have any privacy on the phone. Stuff like that. I want to, you know, move out. So I'm going to, you know, do this whole performance slash electronic composition music technology thing down there. And I want to move out, hopefully, if I can get connections down there, move out to Pittsburgh. Get maybe an apartment, or who knows what'll happen in the next few years, you know. I'd like to talk a little bit more about more of my interests. I like to read. Who doesn't? I have a lot of ways of reading. I have a huge collection of text files of books that I've been collecting those since 2001 or so. Takes up about... almost about 700 megabytes of space now. I want to get up to a gig. That's my goal. And I've gotten these books from Bookshare, from all over the internet, anywhere I could find them. I've even emailed an author of a few of the books, and I wanted to read them so bad I didn't want to scan them, because I don't really have a working scanner at the moment. She emailed me the versions that had, like, versions of the novels, this lady I emailed, and they had extra scenes that the print novels didn't, and it was really cool that she did that. So if anybody wants some books, I do have a lot of public domain books as well, so just email me or message me, I'll get you the books. I subscribe to Audible.com, that's always fun. They don't have everything, unfortunately. They don't have the Harry Potters. There are a few websites, though. One website I use, they let you rent MP3 audiobooks on CD. You rent them, you listen to them, you send them back. It's about, how much is it? $14.99 a month, maybe, for two books out at a time. You make up a little queue list of the books that you want, and they'll send them to you. I'll have to get that site. Email me for that site, or get in touch with me. It's a very cool site. They send you the books in a self-addressed envelope, so you rip off this little seal thingy, seal it up, and put it in your mailbox, and get sent right back. It's great. It's great for reading, you know, some of the books that Audible might not have, like the ones by Brilliance Corporation. I think they have The Godfather there. They have a lot of books by David Eddings. He's a good fantasy writer. Now, I'm gonna, another thing I used to use is Library of Congress cassettes, but I don't use cassettes that much anymore. I don't even use CDs anymore. All my stuff are MP3s. I just don't want to carry around a CD holder. I have to cancel the Library of Congress tapes, because I get tapes every month, and I end up sending them back. I would love to have digital Library of Congress. You get a membership, you download them, somehow they're encrypted or something, you know, encrypted to your name somehow. That would just be great, because they have tons of cassettes. They have a lot of good ones that you can't find anywhere else, like the Batman novelization, the movie novel. of the Bette 1989 movie. They have a bunch of other ones, Superman, a bunch of other books that you really can't find anywhere else, so that you have to pay a lot to buy as an audiobook. Hey, I say, if you can't find a book on audio, reading with Jaws or a speech is the next best thing. I also enjoy playing video games, not only the accessible games such as ESP Pinball by Draconis Entertainment, or, you know, the other accessible games that are out there, but I play video games like Nintendo games and stuff. Ever since I was a kid, my brother or our family had the old Atari 2600, and I'd hear a beepity beep, and I'd just pick up the controller and press buttons. And eventually I was able to play games by sound alone. I wrote a bunch of articles for the Odyssey Gaming Magazine back in 2000, 2001 about different games. Anything from point-and-click adventure games with a lot of dialogue that you can play with sighted friends. If I could find any sighted friends around here, maybe when I get to Pittsburgh I'll have some friends who enjoy video games like me. Point-and-click adventures with lots of dialogue that you could listen to. It's almost like reading a book. To games like baseball games and football games and stuff. Can't find any good football games, but I did find a baseball game for the Sony PSP. It's a little portable game system. It's about the size of a... Let's see. It's about a little smaller than a Braille and speak, and it has six buttons on it, four buttons to the right of the screen, two little trigger buttons, and a control pad. And luckily, I had someone here. I had my parents and my brother here. I had someone to read me the menus on the game. And if you take the time, if you really want to, just like anything in life, I guess you can memorize the menus. Like, it might take two presses of the down pad to move to the season selection, or one press to go down to load your season, or one press to go to the right to load your, go to the next baseball game. And the announcers announce everything, like who's batting and who's coming up to bat and who's pitching. And you can hear a little whoosh sound when the pitch gets thrown. It's like a whoosh. It's a neat sound. So if you hit one of the buttons, when you hear the whoosh and you time the whoosh, you can hit the ball. And I set it up where the computer fielders and runners do the rest. Even when I'm pitching, you select your pitch with one of the buttons and you hit the button to pitch. Yes, it's not accessible. It's not accessible as a blind person would see an accessible game, but it's still fun. It's still very fun if you take the time to, like I said, take the time to memorize. If you have some friends who can help you out. The dishes are done! Alright. If you have some friends who could help you play these games, they're very fun. I will do a recording of MLB 6, the show, for PSP sometime. I really wish I had all these mixer things set up, because it's cool to hear who does the recordings. Neil, I'm not sure how Jaws pronounces your name, but other people who do recordings where you hear the person speaking, and then you hear a game in the background, and it's not recorded with a recorder. I'm assuming it's on a mixer, and the volume levels are great. You know, I'd like to record the game being played as well as me speaking, and having you be able to hear both at the same time with a good quality, and obviously that's what a mixer is for. So, I'm back down in the basement, and you can hear the acoustics echo. We got a nice tile floor with rugs on it here. And this has been long enough, so I'm going to do a recording of the house, maybe. Check out the house later on, I think. Maybe I'll wait till I get to the dorm, check out the campus, go outside, get lost, have to call the cops and say, yeah, I'm by this tree, there's a wall here, and there's a tree here, come find me. But, okay, I am going to sign off. So, anybody who wants to contact me can do so by listening to my introduction that I recorded a few days back. It'll be Jay Pellis' introduction up there on the VCT website. And My mom is home from work, and the dog, Sparkle, Sparkle is a black lab. Very excitable dog. She'll say hello to anybody. If we were getting robbed, she'd lick the robber's face instead of barking at him. Sparkle, mom's home. Come on. Come on. Let's go. No, she's not. She's outside. She's not as excited. Here we go. Here she comes. Come on. So now we're going to try to get her to howl. She does this hello. She does this howl. Howl? You're wagging your tail. And now you have to howl for mom. Come on. So anyhow, you can contact me by listening to the intro. That'll give you a little more background on me and my contact info as well. Now I'm going to hold the dog back from... because she wants to run down and greet mom. But I like to hold her back. Because, you know, she has to learn that, you know, she can't, like, run. Because she might make somebody trip or something. But, yeah. Good dog. Here she comes. And, Mom, I'm recording for the audio website that I'm doing. And we want to get Sparkle to sing. Here. Now the dog is going down the steps to... Here we go. Here we go. I don't know if we could do it down here.
Okay.
I don't know if we see she's very, very excitable. Okay, let's see if we can get a howl. Okay, sing. Do you wanna sing? Sing. Sing. Sing for me. Come on. Sing. Sing. Sing, Sparkle, sing. See. Here we go. She never takes me seriously, but she takes her seriously. Sing!
Come on, sing! Sparkle!
Close?
Come on! Sing for Mommy! Sparkle! Sparkle! Oh! Ooh, what's wrong with you today?
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The howl! So this is signing off. I hope you enjoyed me washing the dishes and rambling. And if anybody wants to get in touch with me, like I said, listen to the introduction. Okay, so that was a lot of rambling there. I will give you my contact information after all, because why should you have to download my little intro and just download another file and have to listen to it? But if you want to, you can. My email is jalucard@adelphia.net, and I use Instant Messenger a lot, and that is AOL, and that's FTEALUCARD, that's the screen name. I have Skype and MSN, but I don't use it that often. I might, though, but who knows? It depends, depends if I'm on or not. So the volume level on that was a bit lower than this, but I guess that's okay. I don't want to fiddle around with volume levels yet until I get down to school where people can help me out. So hope you enjoyed that, and if anybody can let me know about the Pac-Man, I'd really appreciate it, because it's getting me very frustrated. You know, it's making me think, you know, why can't Freedom Scientific just replace the unit? Because I might have one in every 10,000 units might be built bad or something. And, you know, you pay enough money, you expect them to work with you, the customer, instead of working for them and the company. But, you know, who knows? We'll say that Jaws is very good. And if I have to go the laptop route, I guess I will. But, you know, all I want is a note-taker. Note-taker that works. So, guess that's about it. Signing off on May 15th, and everybody have a good day. Bye.